I guess Up in the Air is kind of a bit like the story of Big Fatty's life, only George Clooney is thankfully not as fat, probably doesn't have as big a balls, and still has a lot more hair than Big Fatty. Of course, Big Fatty wouldn't be able to earn so many frequent flyer points because the plane might not be able to get off the ground. sorry, Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Sorry, Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 532 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 16th of February, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got all kinds of interesting, very interesting things, yes! Hey everyone, I hope your Fat Tuesday, Tuesday is going well. Y'all, it is the Mardi Gras season, and today is Fat Tuesday. And y'all, it's, who knew that there was a holiday named for Big Fatty? Yes, Big Fatty, yes there is, that and National Fat Day. Well, thank you. I tell you what, Big Fatty has not been to Mardi Gras, but I have been to that Southern Decadence, which is kind of like the gay, they call it the gay Mardi Gras, even though I don't know how Mardi Gras could get much gayer than it is. But y'all, you know, the Mardi Gras, the women show their boobs, and they get beads, and, well, you know, big, you know, at the gay Mardi Gras, Big Fatty, you know, they say, well, show us your personality. And, y'all, that's exactly what Mr. Michael Brandon did on the 20. Y'all, there was, yes, y'all, he lost his virginity to Big Fatty, yes. And, y'all, I have gotten several new 20 requests because of Mr. Brandon's Bathroom Chronicles picture. And, y'all, I got an attaboy from my grandson also. Grand Fatty, I am, oh, you go, Grand Fatty. And Big Ricky vomited. Y'all, I will talk more about all of that kind of stuff. But what I'm going to play for you right now, I started to record the Monday show late on Sunday evening because I was afraid that Michael Brandon wasn't going to be able to make it. But I had a visit by Granny and Miss Porter in the middle of that. So I just want, and it's podcasting gold. It's podcasting gold. Well, okay, maybe it's podcasting bronze. But I want to play that segment that I recorded for the Monday show for you now, and let you hear that. And then when that's all over, we will go right to the Jeremiah Olympic podcasting goal phone calls. Yes, Big Fatty, do it! Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Now, Big Fatty is on his way back to Upchuck. And, I got to tell you, I have been here at the Hara Hotel from Wednesday of last week through this morning, Monday morning of this week. And, y'all, Big Fatty is just tired. And you might be able to hear it in my voice. I've had very little downtime, because, you know, I'm on stage. I'm on stage for the whole weekend, and, you know, it's, Big Fatty, we know you're on stage, you're always on stage with us, yes. But I have some, one moment, please. my water is from America. It is not Chinese water. But y'all, let me just recap sort of what give you the... I won't give you the blow-by-blow, except for maybe what happened on Sundays. But, first of all, I recorded this very late on Sunday night. And, y'all, I'm poop deck pappy. That's what I am. I'm just poop deck pappy. And, Big Freddy, if you had a pen, you could write that down so you could remember it. Let me look over here and see if I can find a pen for you. Oh, here is a special pen that you can write poop deck pappy with. Well, thank you so much. Oh, is that the fucking thing done right? Oh, there it goes. Poop deck. Y'all, I think I've used that one before. Why do I think? Maybe it was something about the poop deck or something like that. But anyway, maybe I didn't say poop deck pappy. Y'all, do you know who poop deck pappy was? Let's go over here to the wiki. Let's go to the wiki, y'all. And let's type in poop deck pappy. Poop deck pappy. Because I think I know who it is. Yep, that's right. Poop deck pappy. Pappy. Oh, poor Big Freddy. Y'all, here we go. It says, Poop Deck Pappy first appeared in, is a fictional character featured in the Popeye comic strip and animated cartoon spinoffs. And, y'all, I want to say Poop Deck Pappy was Popeye's, father. But maybe that's not right. Pappy first appeared in Thimble Theater not long after Popeye acquired Eugene the Jeep Jeep. Popeye decided to use the creature's supernatural knowledge to find his father. That's correct. So, anyway, an expedition was set up to go to Poop Deck's home on Barnacle Island, which included Tor, the caveman, and Olive Oil. The ungrateful father answered Popeye's greeting with, You look like something the cat dragged in. I don't like relatives. He came to Popeye's home anyway, followed by some mermaids whom he had flirted with. Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, then Pappy made his first animated appearance in the Popeye the Sailor short, Goonland. Y'all, do you remember the Goons? Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, here at the Horror Hotel, there's a railroad track just right outside the fence. And, y'all, the trains are moving tonight. They're crashing into each other. So, anyway. Oh, y'all, I'm being joined right now by Granny and Miss Porter. So, here they are. Y'all, they have got giant cocktails in their hands. Come on in and say hello. Hey!
Hello!
That was Granny.
Hello!
That's Miss Porter. What are y'all doing now?
We come over here to see if you want...
If I want to what?
CBT.
Oh. Oh, well, maybe in a few minutes once I, this goes for 20 minutes. I've got 14 more minutes.
Well, it's going to be a while because I got to spank Melanie's butt.
Oh! Dear Gussie.
See, I told you. How dare you.
How very dare you, Miss Porter.
No, we're going to work on Melanie's butt, and then when you come over, I'll work on your balls.
Okay, great. Super. Thanks, Granny.
Okay.
Granny's had a cocktail of 20. But anyway.
Are you going to come over?
Huh?
Are you going to come over?
Into your room?
No.
You're going to the pig pen? Yes!
Okay.
Y'all, I only have two calls from people encouraging Jeremiah to do his podcast. So, y'all, remember you've got until Friday to get those into Big Fatty so I can play them for him. Because, y'all, if he decides not to do it, it does not. I am simply the messenger. And if you have a good message, I will deliver it. And you have a not-so-good message, I will deliver that as well. But y'all, our first phone call of encouragement is from Teresa in the Seattles.
Hi, Big Daddy. It's Teresa from the Seattles. I'm just calling to
tell you how thrilled I am that Jeremiah is entertaining the idea of starting his own podcast. I think that would be great. I think you should maybe take a road trip down to Mississippi and do the first couple of shows with him to sort of show him the ropes. I think that would truly be podcasting gold, you and Jeremiah doing a show together. So anyway, I hope you have a really good weekend, a good Valentine's Day. I hope you have lots of heart-ons this weekend. I'm sure you will. And I'll talk to you soon. All right, love you. Bye.
Now, y'all, do you see how easy that was? All she had to do, all Teresa had to do was pick up her portable cellular telephonic device and dial 206-337-1438. You already have it programmed in there. I know you do. And if you don't, shame on... How dare you? How very, very dare you? But, and y'all, Jeremiah needs to hear these things. Now, Teresa, as far as me going down to Mississippi, Big Fatty is, as you heard, Big Fatty is kind of tired, and so, and y'all have got more horror events coming up in a couple of weeks, and it's going to be a busy spring, y'all. It's going to be busy spring. So, anyway, and y'all, our second and final call of encouragement to Jeremiah today is from out there in the Denvers. Out there in the Denvers, from Brother Sinatus.
My dear Big Patty, this is Brother Sinatus in Denver, making my first call to your voice letter line. I am calling to add my voice to those who are urging Jeremiah to do his own podcast. Jeremiah, you have a unique voice from a unique part of the country. We need to hear it. Please do your podcast. Thank you. And thank you, Big Patty, for letting us use your forum for these messages. Have a good week. Bye.
Well, thank you, Brother Sinatus. And now, Jeremiah, let me just tell you something. Brother Sinatus hasn't been motivated to call and speak to Big Fatty. No, I will not call Big Fatty. No, I will not do it. No, no. But you've already received more phone calls from Brother Sinatus than Big Fatty has. Yes, Big Fatty, I have. So please weigh that heavily in your consideration or your consternation. Maybe that's what you have. Consternation. I had that, but I took a Imodium for it, and it's much better now. Ah! Big Fatty, you had to go and get Volga!
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Bill. You remember your number one fan? Formerly your number one fan. Hey, I wanted to tell you, I got something in the mail yesterday. Guess what it is? It's your Christmas card. It's your Christmas card. So, I have to tell you that they get better every year. This one's just a riot. And what more could I say about the Christmas happy inside of it? But who doesn't love a little head from Big Fatty? Great job. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Bill from St. Louis, who was the 2009 number one fan of the BFO. And I'd like to remind the 2010 number one, number two, and number three fans that Big Fatty has your gift ads, and I will be sending them out to you sometime this week. But, you know, I've been a little busy. Been a little busy. And y'all, Bill says, who doesn't love a little head from Big Fatty? And, you know, y'all, I believe that that Michael Brandon proved that. Yes, Big Fatty, he did. I don't know why he would do such a thing, but yes. And anyway, y'all, our final call today is from none other than the little Aussie Battler who we saw. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Who we heard at... that would be the Colonel's chicken strips and potato wedges. Ah, Big Fatty. But anyway, our final call is from the little Aussie Battler that we heard at the beginning of today's show. It is Scotty!
Big Fatty! G'day, Big Fatty. This is Scotty, your little Aussie Battler, and I am definitely battling my way across Indonesia. Had a great time, and now in Sumatra, and having a pretty good time, although... last night got visited by the policeman who wanted to know why I was in town and why I hadn't reported and shown my passport, blah, 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 wank, wank, wank. Anyway, having fun. Oh, my goodness, so many cute, hot, young Indonesian boys everywhere. Oh, touching myself inappropriately. LittleAussieBattler.net. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, now Scotty is calling. Not from his home, not from his home in Down Under, but y'all, he is calling from evidently some jungle. It sounded like a jungle he was in, some jungle in Sumatra. Oh, Big Fatty, that sounds like something I stepped in, a jungle in Sumatra. But anyway, y'all, if he can do that, surely. And quit calling me Shirley. Big Fatty, move on. Get on with it, please. For the love of God, can this... are you sure we're not over 20 minutes already? Anyway, if Scotty can do that, surely you can pick up the phone and call the BFO at 206-337-1438. And that'll be repeated at the end of every show. Now, y'all, ever since Mr. Brandon... posted. By the way, I hope you enjoyed that interview with him. And y'all, it really was 100 degrees in my room. And my plan was to have it nice and warm in there so he would take his clothes off, and it worked. I, however, did not expect that picture to be taken. But I'm okay with it. And I believe that Kim Beaver is now following Michael Brandon, and she was all worried that he would not want the lesbians to follow him. Y'all, he would enjoy a good set of lesbians following. Oh dear Gussie, following behind him. Just to protect him from people like Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, ever since Michael posted that photo, that dirty photo, y'all, I have gotten all these 20 requests. And y'all, I am going to wait and read them. I'm going to wait and read them on tomorrow's show because, y'all, I'm sure they want to follow Big Fatty just because he has become... intimate with Michael's personality monster. Y'all, I hope you have a great Fat Tuesday and that you will be back here tomorrow for Fat Wednesday, right?
Sorry, Big Fatty.
How dare you, Scotty!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.